24 hours a day, this is WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. 9 o'clock.
Some come to dance and some come to play. Some merely come to pass time away. Some come to laugh their voices to raise. But as for me, I come for a thing.
Live from Henry James Memorial High School in Simsbury, Connecticut, it's the TIC Hootenanny Road Show, brought to you by WTIC and by Sage Allen. Yes, it's the TIC Hootenanny Road Show with a grand old 26-string band, Sue Wick, Rinaldi, and in our talent spotlight, two fine newcomers, Cheryl Case and the Mariner Trio, with yours truly, Brad Davis. Brought to you by WTIC and by Sage Allen. Remember, wherever you are in Connecticut, there's a Sage Allen store to serve you. The big Sage Allen main store in downtown Hartford, and four Sage Allen branches in West Hartford, East Hartford, Wethersfield, Old Saybrook, and more to come. Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to the TIC Hootenanny Road Show from the heart of Simsbury at Henry James Memorial High School. We're out on behalf of the newspaper and the band tonight, and we have 1,000 here in the gym at Henry James Memorial. This is the largest crowd of the season thus far for the Hootenanny Road Show. Let's have a real Simsbury welcome for the grand old 26-string band.
Old-time music, too. With dancing, singing, going strong, he'll be ringing all night long. Come along, Sally, gonna step out tonight with you.
Now, where's that girl named Judy Ann Lee? Looking at the moon in the old country. She's been outside with three or four, but she come back and looking for two or three more.
I'm going to do a song for you now about some very unusual intermarital relations. And some of you might take some notes back there. Listen to the lyrics very carefully. And Bob hasn't been able to figure out this song yet. Maybe you can before he does.
Well, many
many, many years ago when I was 23. I was married to a widow who was pretty as could be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law, which changed my married life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matters, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father to a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. Cause if he was my uncle, then it also made him brother to the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother.
I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandpa.
Now there's more. My father's wife and had a son that kept her on the run, and so became my brother, cause he was my father's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. For now, although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. Now if my wife is my grandmother, I'm her own grandchild. Every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. Now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. Well,
I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. I'm my own grandfather.
Grand Ole 26 Spring Band. Great group. They'll be back. Well, it's time now to talk about one of my favorite spots, if not my favorite, Sage Allen. And where at Sage Allen can you find a bartender? That's a milk bartender, of course. A hog washer and whipped cream. Well, that combination is present only in the Junior Village Girls of Sage Allen, and you don't eat them, you wear them. Now, a bartender, they tell me, is a red and white striped cotton shirt with lace arm garters. As for hog washers, they're supposed to be the greatest, and I guess they are, traditionally styled dungarees cut off at the knees. I see a few girls with these on tonight here. Tradition has it, they're an old Chicago custom used to wear them in the meatpacking houses. That's what they tell me. And I guess the gals like them, and they love Sage Allen, so what a combination. How are you going to go wrong? They've got your size, sizes 7 to 15, at $4 the pair. Whipped cream, well, it's DuPont's trade name for a polyester fiber that looks good enough to eat. Sage Allen certainly shows the way, so I hope that you'll show your face at my favorite store, Sage Allen. Yes, sir. Briefly here, thanks to William Channon, Director of Music at the Henry James Memorial High School, to John B. Scully, who is faculty advisor to the Keynote, the newspaper, and the high school band. That's the reason we're out here tonight. All of the monies raised will go to furnish new uniforms for the band and to help out the wonderful newspaper out here, the Keynote. Over 1,000 students attend Henry James, and we have 1,000 in the gym tonight to greet Rinaldi.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to start off tonight with a tune that, well, in folklore, you call this type of tune or rebel rouser or roller. You can call it that because it's the type of tune that you use to get the house to moving. Now, there are a number of remedies or things prescribed during a tune like this. There's clapping of the hands, stamping of the feet, standing on the head, anything similar to that. The title of the song is Sinner Man. Phil?
Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? Oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to? All along that day, I'm gonna run to the moon. Moon, won't you hide me? Run to the sea. Sea, won't you hide me? Run to the sun. Sun, won't you hide me? All along that day. Now I say, oh, Sinner Man, where you gonna run to, oh, Sinner Man? Where you gonna run to? Oh, oh, Lord, won't you hide me? Oh, Lord.
on the knee. Now the Lord said, sinner man, you should have been a praying. Lord said, sinner man, you should have been a praying. Lord said, sinner man, you should have been a praying. Hey, all on that knee. Now the Lord said, sinner man, the moon will be a bleeding. Lord said, sinner man, the sea will be a sinking. Lord said, sinner man, the sun will be a freezing. All on that day. Now I say, oh, sinner man, where you gonna run to? Oh, sinner man, where you gonna run to? Oh, Lord, won't you hide me? All on that day. Thank you. The next song, in a little more serious vein, is a spiritual, one of the ones that's sort of moderate moving. It's a very popular spiritual in folklore. It's called All My Trials. Bill? If religion were a thing that money could buy, you know the rich would live and the poor would die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brother. River of Jordan is chilly and cold. It chills the body, but not the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy was born to die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I had a little book, 'twas given to me, and every page spelled liberty. All my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Thank you. The next song, it's a Scottish folk song, and it's a very special favorite of mine. I haven't done the song, I'd say, in about a year, at least. And I find that it's a favorite amongst many people, especially adults. It's a very popular folk song. In fact, it's a classic. It's from the Elizabethan, oh well, era. The title of the song is Lord Rindle.
Where have you been all the day, Rindle, my son? Where have you been all the day, my pretty one? I've been with my sweetheart, mother.
She's so cute.
I've been with my sweet. Mother, make my bed soon,
for I'm sick to my heart, and I fain would lie down. They want to see you, don't they? Come on up here. What have you been eating, Grendel, my son? What have you been eating, my pretty one? Oh, eels and eel broth, mother. Oh, eels and eel broth, mother. Bed soon, for I'm sick to my heart, and I fain would lie down. What will you leave your mother, Grendel, my son? What will you leave your mother, my pretty one? My gold and silver, mother. My gold and silver, mother. May thy fame would lie. To
what's your name?
Say.
Caroline.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, quickly, we're going to go into that anonymous sing-along. It's called, what is it called? What is it called? Ah, that's it. Cutest little car, Phil.
Now, there was a little car, the cutest little car, the cutest little car that you ever did see. And the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go.
Ah, you can do it, huh?
Was a little boy, the cutest little boy, the cutest little boy that you ever did see. And the boy was in the car, and the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go.
You just heard Ginger Rogers.
Now there was a little girl, yeah, the cutest little girl, the cutest little girl that you ever did see. And the girl was with a boy, and the boy was in the car, and the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go.
Come on, let's go! Yeah! Yeah! Louder!
Now there was a little hat, the cutest little hat, the cutest little hat that you ever did see. And the hat was on the girl, and the girl was with a boy, and the boy was in the car, and the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go. Now there was a little ribbon, the cutest little ribbon, the cutest little ribbon that you ever did see. And the ribbon was on the hat, and the hat was on the girl, and the girl was with the boy, and the boy was in the car, and the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go round, 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 round.
It's the last verse now. We really have to add finesse to this.
Now there was a little feather, the cutest little feather, the cutest little feather that you ever did see. And the feather was in the ribbon, and the ribbon was on the hat, and the hat was on the girl, and the girl was with a boy, and the boy was in the car, and the car was on the wheels, and the wheels were on the ground, and the engine in the car made the wheels go round.
Rinaldi, everybody. The real showstopper. For our radio audience, Rinaldi had a little help from a beautiful little girl sitting in the second row. And what is your name, honey?
Caroline Willing.
I think you're going to be a pretty nice singer. Let's have a hand for Caroline, huh? We're going to call Rinaldi back. He's going to sing with a lovely lady in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about a great store, Sage Allen, the store that brings you fun and games on Saturday night with the Hootenanny Roadshow. Just a little way down the road from Simsbury to Sage Allen in West Hartford Center, and that's the place for all of us. Of course, that's the story all over this part of Connecticut. Wherever there's a live wire group, you can be sure of finding the right goods at Sage Allen right down the pike. Remember, Sage Allen is all prepared for spring and summer. They have just the things that you guys and gals want to wear. If the fellas are interested in sport jackets and slacks and those great neckbander shirts, the university shop's the place to go, the junior village for the gals. But remember one thing, there's only one Hootenanny Roadshow, there's only one store as far as I'm concerned, Sage Allen, that's the place. Right now, thank you, right now, we're going to bring Rinaldi back. Rinaldi, would you please come on? And this is the first duet that we've had done on the TIC Hootenanny Roadshow. Joining Rinaldi, making her first appearance on the show, lovely Sue Wick.
The first song that we're going to do this evening is a little comedy, folk song. Some of you might have seen it done on TV about 2 years ago. It's called There's a Hole in the Bucket.
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Well, fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then fix it, dear Henry, dear Henry, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fix it, dear Liza? With what?
With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a straw.
The straw is too long, dear Liza, dear Liza. The straw is too long, dear Liza, too long.
Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then cut it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Cut it.
With what shall I cut it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I cut it, dear Liza? With what?
With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With an axe, dear Henry, dear Henry. With an axe.
The axe is too dull, dear Liza, dear Liza. The axe is too dull, dear Liza, too dull.
Well, sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then sharpen it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Sharpen it.
With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I sharpen it, dear Liza? With what?
With a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a stone, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a stone.
The stone's too dry, dear Liza, dear Liza. The stone is too dry, dear Liza, too dry.
Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. Then wet it, dear Henry, dear Henry. Wet it.
With what shall I wet it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I wet it, dear Liza? With what?
With water, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With water, dear Henry, dear Henry. With water.
With what shall I fetch it, dear Liza, dear Liza? With what shall I fetch it, dear Liza? With what?
With a bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry, dear Henry. With our bucket, dear Henry, dear Henry. With a bucket.
There's there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
The next song is possibly one of the most beautiful, most confusing songs in folklore. It's because of this that it was given its title, the Riddle Song. All that's known about the song was that when it was first heard, it was sung by a husband. He was singing it to his wife. The title of the song, again, is the Riddle Song.
I gave my love a cherry that has no stone. I gave my love a chicken that has no bone. I gave my love a ring that has no end. I gave my love a baby with no crying. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a ring that has no end? How can there be a baby with no crying? A cherry when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken when it's pippin', baby, when it's sleeping, there's no rhyme.
Cooley and Rinaldi, there they are. Very ably helped by Phil Gallup on guitar. Sue will be back a little bit later. The TIC Hootenanny Roadshow tonight coming to you from Henry James Memorial High School in Simsbury, Connecticut, from WTIC in Hartford. As we said earlier, the money raised tonight going to help the keynote, the newspaper here at the school, and for new band uniforms, over 1,000 here at the school in attendance at this beautiful gym tonight. Right now in our Discovery Spotlight, we're very happy to present a gal who has applied to Smith College, Vassar, Mount Holyoke, and Wellesley. And her first choice is Smith. Let's have a nice Simsbury welcome for senior Cheryl Case.
Me, well, I know I don't for him, but why should I care? There's no ring upon me.
finds favor there in some far distant land. Yes, I hope that he finds favor there in some far distant land.
Sharing the spotlight with Cheryl here at Henry James Memorial in Simsbury tonight, here they are, the Mariner Trio.
I'd like to invite all of you to join in with us and do Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lordy, won't you Kumbaya? Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya. Oh, Lordy, won't you Kumbaya?
Lord, kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lordy, won't you kumbaya?
Mariner Trio, Rob Brainerd, a junior, Jan Stacy, an eighth grader, and Jack Waters, a junior. The Mariner Trio in our Discovery Spotlight, ladies and gentlemen. Before we bring Sue Wick back to the TIC Hootenanny Road Show, I'd like to talk to the fellas for just a few seconds about something that I've discovered, and I know the guys really go for nice shirts, the striped shirts, and of course the Ivy League cut as far as the slacks go. Some fellas like them without cuffs. You can have them either way when you go to the university shop at Sage Allen. And I was telling you, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about this Next Bander shirt. Fellas, this is a shirt that actually expands as your neck expands. You know how you used to put a shirt and a tie on, and in the hot weather, just to feel like you were choking to death. Well, that doesn't happen with this Caney Next Bander shirt at Sage Allen. If your neck expands, the shirt collar expands. So I sincerely hope all of you listening to us tonight will go into Sage Allen and try the university shop for great merchandise. Remember the name Sage Allen, everybody. And the name right now, welcoming her back, a fine talent, Miss Sue Wick. Here she is.
Like Noah's dove.
my apron low. Could hardly keep you away from my door. Fare thee well.
Here's a favorite. We might just go to 11 o'clock tonight, fellas. Right now, the grand old 26 string band. Here they are.
Hey, you better call the sheriff, Paul. Huh? Rosie's gone again. Saw a great big Cadillac just pull up in the lane. Rosie dove out the window. She ran right through the rain. Well, she was acting guilty, caught to her nasty grin. You better call the sheriff, Paul. Rosie's gone again.
Again?
Again? Well, you better call the sheriff, Paul. You know the blood's a smooch. A man just thinks big, Paul, and Rosie's on the loose. She wants a merry settle down. You better get her in. You better call the sheriff, Paul. Rosie's gone. Well, she never does the dishes, Paul. She throws them in the sink. And she never goes and milks cows. What will the neighbors think? Well, she don't mind about us, Paul. All she thinks is men. You better call the sheriff, Paul. Rosie's gone again.
Again?
Well, she was telling Ma and Pa a different one each night. I don't know where she gets them all, but she's a man's best friend. You better call the sheriff, Pa. Rosie's gone again. Well, she was wearing lipstick called rouge upon her face.
Well, I think we'd be better off just to run her off this place.
Well, she's next of kin.
You better call the sheriff, Paul. Rosie's gone again. Well, you better call the sheriff, Paul. You know she's been right. When she was telling my boy to mind what he died. I don't know where she gets them all, but she's a man's best friend. You better call the sheriff, Paul. Rosie's gone again.
Oh, no, not again.
Yep, Rosie's gone again.
Thank you very much. We'd like to do a song now that dates way back to the Prohibition, days of bathtub gin, cheap wine. This one isn't really a happy song, it's a blues called Brandywine Blues.
Hang on a second.
Repairs, here we go. Dollar and a dime, I spend it all on that brandy wine.
Brandy wine, brandy wine blues, can't seem to lose those brandy wine blues.
Well, you know, but some folks drink gin, some folks just pine, but I'd lose my mind without my brandy wine.
Brandy wine, brandy wine blues, can't seem to lose those brandy wine blues.
Scratch it, Johnny. If it please my mind, I'm gonna leave that old brandy behind.
Brandy wine, brandy wine blues, can't seem to lose those brandy wine blues. I can't seem to lose those Brandywine Blues.
Thank you very much. Well, we were here on the radio before. We did a jug band song, and since then, I think people all over Connecticut trying to get sound out of old moonshine jugs down in your basements. So we're going to do sort of a repeat, a different song, though. It's a song about a girl named Kate who went to a dance and made quite a scene of herself. It's quite a thing. But this was many years ago. Actually, that was John's mother who did that. Her name is Catherine.
Come now, Andy.
I'm tuning up my kazoo here. Would someone give me an A, please? All right, we have a jug and a washboard, all kinds of junk. And I think we're just about ready. Bob's got his thimbles on his fingers to make the noise. And this song's especially for another girl named Mary Lou. Okay, here we go.
A 1, 2, 9, 8.
Well, I went to a dance with my sister Kate. Everybody say she danced so great. I realized a thing or two. You know, Kate was into something new. I looked at Kate and she was in a trance. I realized it was in her dance. Everybody's going wild about Kate's dancing style. Well, I wish I could give me like sister Kate. Shake it just like a million on a plate. Mama wanted to know last night. Now why do all the fellas treat a Kate so right? And everybody in the neighborhood, I know Kate and Jimmy, it's understood. I may be late, but I'll be up to date when I can Jimmy like a sister Kate.
The 26-string band. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, there they are. Right now, we're going to ask our entire company, the grand old 26-string band, Rinaldi, the Mariner Trio, Cheryl Case, and Sue Wick. And we're all going to join together with the 1,000 folks seated here in the gymnasium of Henry James Memorial School, the high school in Simsbury, Connecticut. We know that everybody's having a grand time. We hope the folks dialed in to WTIC Radio at this hour will join in this great song. This is one that started out as a great Dixieland favorite. Been played at all the real hot Dixie spots all over the country. The folk singers have picked it up. It's been done by the Kingston Trio, by the Journeymen, by the Highwaymen. Tonight on the TIC Hootenanny Road Show, When the Saints Go Marching In. Let's go!
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Oh, when the
Roadshow came to you live from Henry James Memorial High School in Simsbury, Connecticut, and was brought to you by WTIC and by Sage Allen. Remember, wherever you are in Connecticut, there's a Sage Allen store to serve you. The big Sage Allen main store in downtown Hartford, and 4 Sage Allen branches in West Hartford, East Hartford, Wethersfield, Old Saybrook, and more to come. Our sing out next Saturday night when our roadshow special travels to Plainville High in Plainville, Connecticut, for another live show with Carol Dean, the New Legends, the Kingsmen, and the Gray Sky Boys. All on next week's TIC Hootenanny Roadshow. Hootenanny Roadshow is produced by William Marks. Engineer was Bob Schrago. Production assistant Brian Hartman. This is Brad Davis speaking, inviting you to join us next Saturday night at 9 at Plainville High in Plainville, Connecticut, or right here at 1080 on your dial for the TIC Hootenanny Roadshow.